we've learned that the halacha is, with regard to saying the Shema, could be said b'chol lashon in any language. The Mishnah Berurah did tell us that it should be recited in Lashon HaKodesh, preferably because when it comes to any other translation, it will not be translated as well as in Hebrew. For example, the word Mishinantam has more than one meaning. It could mean to learn, to teach. It also could mean that a person needs to have their Torah very sharp in their mouth, in their minds, that they should not hesitate when asked a question. It's impossible for any translation to have more than one translation for each word. And therefore, because of this, better that it should be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Furthermore, we learn that when a person says the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, hears it from the Chazan as well, equals the 248 words, which correspond to the 248 limbs of one's body, which also corresponds to the 248 positive mitzvot. And a person who says the Shema in a different language will not have that 248 aspect, because there are some words which cannot be translated or are mistranslated, such as the word S, or Lototafos, which is translated in the article Siddur as Tefillin. Because of this, it is preferable that it should be recited in Lashon HaKodesh. However, if a person cannot speak that language, you could say the Shema in a different Lashon, in a different language. The Bir Halacha asks another question. He wonders, what if I'm living in a community where no one else understands the language I'm saying? For example, I'm in New York, and I'm the only person that knows Chinese. I do not know Lashon HaKodesh. I happen to know English and Chinese. Does it make a difference which language I speak and say the Shema in? Certainly Lashon HaKodesh is preferable. However, perhaps if I want to brush up on my Chinese, I should be able to speak in that language, even though I can say it in English, even though no one else understands that language. Furthermore, when it says b'chol lashon, what is a language? For example, Pig Latin, or some other language which is made up. But to me, I understand what I'm saying, and in my mind, I'm having all the different kavana, the proper concentration of Ol Malchus Shemayim, accepting upon myself the yoke of heaven. Ask the Bir Halacha, is that considered saying the Shema properly, b'chol lashon, in any language? So he says as follows, the da oy denirli bipshitos, to me, the Bir Halacha says it's very simple and straightforward, the osan devarim hanemarim b'chol lashon, when the Machaber said that you can recite the Shema in any language, hu davka, that's only im anshe osim dino medabrin kach, only if you're living in a community, in a country where they speak that particular language. Aval im anshe medina, let's say, like in our example, no one else in your community knows the language of Chinese except for you. You're the only one. Maybe you can find one or two other people that know how to speak Chinese. That's not considered to be a language at all, because no one in that country understands what you're saying. So interestingly enough, says the Bir Halacha, that even though I know what I'm saying, I know the translation, I'm saying Chinese and I know it fluently, I know it very well, but since no one else understands what I'm saying, that's not considered to be a language at all in that country, and therefore you cannot fulfill the mitzvah Shema saying it in a language which you and only you know. Now the Bir Halacha asks a different question. If it's all dependent upon what people know in that particular country, let's take a community somewhere in the United States where no one knows Lashon HaKodesh. No one understands either how to say it, no one knows how to read the words, or certainly no one knows the translations of the words. So maybe in that community, I'm not allowed to say the Shema as it's written. Maybe I actually have to say the Shema in English, because after all, the Bir Halacha says it has to be said in a language that the people in that community understand. Says the Bir Halacha, no. The Bishlam Lashon HaKodesh Hu Lashon Mitzad Etzem. When it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you're the only one that understands what you're saying, and even if you don't understand what you're saying, except for the first sentence of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinah Shema Chod, because Lashon HaKodesh is a Lashon Mitzad Etzem, which means that this is the actual language, this is the original text, the way that the Shema was written. It doesn't make a difference, even if no one else understands the language of Lashon HaKodesh, you certainly will fulfill the mitzvah of saying the Shema, saying it in that particular language. However, Masha'en Kain Shar Lashon, says the Be'er Halacha, when it comes to other languages, that's not the case. Because Einan Ki'im Mitzad Heskim Hamadina, when it comes to other languages, other than Lashon HaKodesh, why is it a language? Because it emerged. It's something which 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, people decided to make another language, and it was based on those individuals in a particular area that said, let's speak in this particular way, where these words have certain meanings. Since you live in a place where no one understands what you're saying, and they don't recognize this language, lo mikra lashon klal. Says the Be'er Halacha, it's not considered a language at all. And therefore, certainly when it comes to speaking Chinese in a community where no one understands it except for you, you cannot say the Shema in that way. Rather, you have to speak and say it in a different language, the language of the country, such as English in the United States. And of course, the Be'er Halacha is also teaching us that a language which really doesn't exist, like for example Pig Latin, which is just a kid's made-up language, that's not something which is also considered to be a Lashon, and you cannot say the Shema in that way. Forget about the fact that certainly it would be a way of being a latz, of mocking and making fun of the etzem, the whole concept of the davening. But even if you wouldn't be doing it, you'd be doing it with some sincerity, it's not a real lashon, it's not a real language, therefore you would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah in this way. Now what the Be'er Halacha is saying is an incredible chiddush. He's an incredible concept. He's saying that even though you know every word that you're saying, you still do not fulfill the mitzvah of the Shema, because it depends on where you are saying it. So if I'm in China and I say the Shema in Chinese, I fulfill the mitzvah. If I would say the exact same words in a different country where no one understands it, then I do not fulfill the mitzvah. The question is, doesn't make any sense. It's the same person. The same person is saying the Shema. So what does it matter where it's said? So the Be'er Halacha says, I didn't just make this up. It's based on a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. V'ray l'davar m'kedushin v'avam ad'aleph. What is the proof? When it comes to a marriage, a man goes to a woman and says, Hariat m'kudeshesli, you're betrothed to me. The person wants to be a little bit original and creative. The Gemara says you can use different words. Ha'omer harufasi. What if a person says, you are my harufa, which is also means you're betrothed to me. So is that considered a kedushin or not? Now obviously I, the man, and she, the woman, who heard these words, she and I both knew that we were interested in getting married, especially afterwards I gave her kesef kedushin, I gave her money. So the Gemara says, it depends where you live. B'Yehuda mikudeshes. If you live in the community of Yehuda, it's a marriage. Why? Listen to this. Shekein b'Yehuda karin la'arusa charufa. Because only in Yehuda, they would call a girl who's engaged, they would call her a charufa. Avo b'shari mikomos and mikudeshes. However, if you would have said the exact same words to the same girl, and you and her would have understood exactly what you were saying, when you said charufasi, it's not a marriage. Ashishneim kivanu mashem kedushin. Even though you both knew that this is the purpose you're getting, you want to get married. V'kedushin hu b'chol lashon, and just like the Shema, kedushin is allowed to be said in any language. It doesn't have to be hariat mikudeshesli. Afal pikin, nonetheless. Kivan de'ein lashon ze lashon kedushin moso makom. Since in that particular community, that word harufasi means nothing, no one has any idea what you're talking about, only you know what you're talking about. Havi ki'il nosen kesef v'lo amar klal de'ein mekadeshes. He says that it's considered as though you gave her money, and that you gave her money and you said absolutely nothing, and therefore it's not a good marriage. Therefore, the Be'er Halacha incredibly learns out from this that just like a person will not not be married, will be Enim Kudeshes, in a situation where he would say a word which in that community no one knows what that word means, even though you know what you're saying and she knows what she's saying, it's not a good marriage. So too when it comes to the Shema, that if you would be saying the Shema in a language, in a community where no one understands what you're saying except for yourself, then says the Be'er Halacha that a person would not fulfill the mitzvah of reciting the Shema. Therefore, again, one should preferably say the Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. If one is not able to do so, you can say it B'chol Lashon. However, it has to be in a language which everyone in that community understands.